special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world listening to this message. I welcome you. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. Today is July 1st on the man-made calendar that we seem to follow, at least collectively. I'm going to jump right into the daily devotion and get right into it. I am life and light in abundance. As you spend time soaking in my presence, you are energized and lightened. Through communing with me, you transfer your heavy burdens to my strong shoulders. By gazing at me, you gain my perspective on your life. This time alone with me is essential for unscrambling your thoughts and smoothing out the day before you. Be willing to fight for this precious time with me. Opposition comes in many forms. Your own desire to linger in bed, the evil one's determination to distract you from me, the pressure of family, friends, and your own inner critic to spend your time more productively. As you grow in your desire to please me above all else, you gain strength to resist these opponents. Delight yourself in me, for I am the deepest desire of your heart. This is from Scripture, Psalms 48:9, Deuteronomy 33:12, and Psalms 37:4. Seek the light of my presence in this dark night. You need my light supremely more than you need the light of day. I am with you, and my love for you never fails. Psalm 139:12 says, even the darkness is not dark to you, and the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are alike to you. Psalm 143:8 says, let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. I'm going to read to you some scripture here. First, from Revelation, which will set the mood or template of the show here, which is a lukewarm Christian and its dire consequences. It's from Revelation 3, verses 15, 16, and 17 as well. I am aware of your acts, that neither cool are you nor zealous. Would that you were cool or zealous, thus seeing that you are indifferent and are neither zealous nor cool, I am about to spew you out of my mouth. And some of the translations say vomit. Then 17 goes on, seeing that you are saying that rich am I, and rich have I become, and of nothing have I need, and you are not aware that you are wretched and forlorn and poor and blind and naked, I am advising you to buy of me gold refined by the fire, that you should be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, and the shame of your nakedness may not be made manifest, and eye salve to anoint your eyes, that you may be observing. So what he's talking about here, and this is, of course, through Jesus' revelation through the Apostle John, is Jesus' thoughts about the lukewarm believer in the Laodicean church. And they would be lukewarm and almost undesirable for either bath, which people liked hot, or drinking, which people liked cold. And a supreme example, I think, of the lukewarm Christian in Scripture is found in Acts. And I'm going to read Acts from Acts chapter 4, leading right up to it. For of a truth in this city were gathered against thy holy boy Jesus, whom thou dost anoint, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, together with the nations and the people of Israel, to do whatever thy hand and thy counsel designate beforehand to occur. And now, Lord, take notice of their threatenings, and be thou endowing thy slaves with all boldness to be speaking thy word. By the stretching out of thy hand for healing and signs and miracles to occur through the name of thy holy boy Jesus. And now we're on Acts 4, verse 31, if you're following. And at their beseeching, shaken was the place in which they were gathered, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and not even one said that any of his possessions are his own, but it was all theirs in common. And this is an example of the strong believer, not the lukewarm, but it will depict the lukewarm in a moment. And with great power, the apostles rendered testimony to the resurrection of Jesus Christ the Lord. Besides, great grace was on all of them, for neither was there any indigent among them. For whoever belonged to the acquirers of freeholds or of houses, selling these, they brought the price of that which is being disposed of and placed it at the feet of the apostles. Now it was distributed to each for as much as some would have had need. And I'm sure lots of people can point to this, you know, in proposing communism. But it's deeper than that. It's deeper than that. It's love. It's love for your brothers, for your people, for your blood. Gott mit uns. Now Joseph, who by the apostles is surnamed Barnabas, which is being construed son of consolation, a Levite, native Cyprian, selling a field belonging to him, brings the money and places it at the feet of the apostles. Now we're on Acts chapter 5, which is the prime example, I think, of a lukewarm Christian and the dire consequences. Now a certain man named Ananias, together with Sapphira, his wife, sells an acquisition and embezzles from the price, his wife also having been conscious of it, and bringing a certain part, he places it at the feet of the apostles. Now Peter said, Ananias, wherefore does Satan fill your heart for you to falsify to the Holy Spirit and to embezzle from the price of the freehold? Did it not, while remaining, remain yours? And being disposed of, it belonged to you by right. Why is it that you place this matter in your heart? You do not lie to men, but to God. Ananias wasn't lying to men. You know, God saw all, as he sees all today. Now Ananias, hearing these words, falling down, gives up the soul. Dead. And great fear came on all those hearing these things. Now rising, the younger men enshroud him, and carrying him out, they entomb him. Now it occurred, after an interval of about 3 hours, that his wife, not being aware of what has occurred, entered. Now Peter answered her, "Tell me if you took so much pay for the freehold." Now she said, "Yes, so much." Now Peter said to her, "Why is it that you agreed to try the Spirit of the Lord? Lo, the feet of those who entomb your husband are at the door, and they shall be carrying you out." Yeah. Now instantly she falls at his feet and gives up the soul. They're both dead instantly. Dire consequences. Now entering, the youths found her dead, and carrying her out, they entomb her with her husband. And great fear came on the whole ecclesia and on all those who hear these things. Now through the hands of the apostles, many signs and miracles occurred among the people. And they were all with one accord in the portico of Solomon. Now of the rest, no one dared to join them, but the people magnified them. Yet rather, they were added of those believing the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they are carrying out the infirm into the squares also, and placing them on cots and pallets, that at Peter's coming, if ever even his shadow should be overshadowing any of them. Now a multitude also from the cities about Jerusalem came together, bringing the infirm and those molested by unclean spirits, all of whom were cured. That would be awesome to see in our communities, amongst our brethren today, would it not? But we have instead the dire consequences of the lukewarm Christian and these congregations led by Judaizers and pulpit prostitutes and the agents and assets of the synagogue of Satan, or the children of the devil. This is what we see today. The results are alarming. This segues me to my first article here. This is from RenegadeTribune.com. Never forget, they are committing white genocide. This was published June 28th. If diversity means this, doesn't it tell you something? And there's a picture that you can't see, of course, showing the browning of all the previous white nations around the world. Once upon a time, white people did not have to worry about hordes of illegal invaders flooding across our borders every day. We did not have the mass media inciting violence against all white people as a way to fight white supremacy. Our children were not subjected to relentless psychological warfare in schools, with teachers indoctrinating them with the latest critical race theory curriculum. Our percent of the population was not dwindling every single year, while it was being celebrated as progress. In fact, white people still made up a significant percentage of major cities across the Western world. These, folks, are the consequences of the lukewarm Christian. Now, we live in a world where white people have been ethnically cleansed out of a major metropolitan area. Out of major metropolitan areas. This white flight was induced by race riots and overall violence and criminality. But the suburbs would not stay safe for very long. Diversity always chases white people down, with the government forcing non-whites into every semi-homogeneous community they can find. If a community, school, company, or any other organization has a percentage of white people that even comes close to matching the demographics of the area, it's considered too white and needs to be diversified with some DEI, and then they cross that out and rewrite it as DIE or die, because this is our death, obviously. We are supposed to look the other way, right? Turn the cheek. Am I right, lukewarm Christian? Where's your sword of truth? Where's your battle axe in Yahweh, the Creator, our Protector, our Redeemer, our King? We are supposed to be well-behaved and smile as our future and the future of all of our descendants is jeopardized. Why should white people care that there is an open, organized effort to sweep the race into the dustbin of history? Race doesn't even matter, or so they say. The anti-white racists that make a killing as race hustlers, preaching their anti-white doctrine for a hefty fee. Indeed, it is quite lucrative to be a professional anti-white in today's world. But if you so much as attempt to be a part-time defender of white interests, expect all of your job opportunities shut down and any online payment processing taken from you so that you are left without a livelihood. Cancel culture. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, these are the dire consequences of the lukewarm Christian. I've said it before, but it bears repeating. Popular culture considers it far worse to be a racist who has committed no crime than to be a rapist. And folks, I'll say it as I've said it many, many times. They've inverted these words and terms to mean things that they originally did not and never were intended to mean. And racist is one of those words. A racist is one who has affinity or love for their race, for their blood, for their people. It is as natural as breathing. And they have psychologically attacked us and indoctrinated us to the point where we believe that up is down, black is white, right is wrong, girls are even boys. The truth has now become anti-Semitic and bigoted and racist. But you can march down the road with your genitalia swinging in children's faces, and the so-called police deem that just hunky-dory. That's A-okay. But if you go there in protest of the depravity, the debauchery, and the child abuse of it all, you could be fined and thrown in jail. These are the dire consequences of the lukewarm Christian. And this is essentially entrenched into the laws of many countries. Like in England, where you can get thrown in prison for years simply for putting up stickers defending the rights of the indigenous Brits, while Pakistani gangs that drug, rape, and traffic little British girls are left to walk free, or at the very worst, they get a slight slap on the wrist. The ruling class has imported armies of invaders and manipulated the judicial system so as to protect them at every turn while persecuting the victimized. This is genocide, folks. Don't go anywhere. We'll return right after the break.
Do not attempt to contact loved one, insurance agent, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
And so it begins. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. Representative Boebert's resolution to impeach President Biden did not get the privilege status that she was hoping for. Privilege status would have forced the House of Representatives to vote on the resolution. Instead, the impeachment was sent to committee. Technically, that means that the investigation has begun. But many bills and resolutions never come out of committee and effectively die. I don't understand why an investigation is needed. President Biden stood at a podium and told us that all of his constitutional advisors said the eviction moratorium during COVID was unconstitutional, but he was going to do it anyway. Like me, Biden is bound by an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And he openly admitted on camera that he was not going to do that. That alone should be enough to impeach any office holder at any level, regardless of party affiliation. If you own firearms, you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market, according to Pew Pew Tactical, and save 10% by using code WHITEHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. I am your host, Chris Switzer. You're listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, of course. We're talking about the genocide of the white race. One of the most dire consequences of the lukewarm Christian. As I read to you from Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 through 17, and then prima facie evidence numero uno, in my own opinion, from Acts chapter 4 and 5, of Ananias and his wife Sapphira, who decided to embezzle some of the profits from their property that they sold, their acquisitions, and then only laid a portion of it at the feet of the apostles to give to their brothers and their sisters who need. And it was said to them, "Why do you try the Spirit of the Lord? You're not lying to men. You're lying to God." I'm now reading from the Renegade Tribune article, "Never Forget, They Are Committing White Genocide," published June 28th. And here is the actual definition of genocide. The International Convention of the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide on December 9, 1948 is set forth by the United Nations, defined as, and this is General Assembly Resolution 260A, in parentheses number 3, Article 2, excuse me. In the present convention, genocide means any of the following acts committed with intent to destroy, in whole or in part, a national, ethnical, racial, or religious group as such. A. Killing members of the group. B. Causing serious bodily or mental harm to members of the group. C. Deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part. D. Imposing measures intended to prevent births within the group. And E. Forcibly transferring children of the group to another group. We could do a whole show on breaking down these subsections of the definition of genocide and how it is all happening right now within the borders of these United States of America. Are they not killing members of the white race? Is the actual intent not to destroy in whole or in part the white race? Do these Edomites, these modern Jews, who are of their father, the devil, not openly stating these very facts? Have I somehow been dropped on my head and woke up in this clown world of delusions, and I'm somehow mad, frothing at the mouth with some weird disease as a conspiracy theorist? Do you think the Central Intelligence Agency is right about me? Perhaps the DOJ. Perhaps I'm just a domestic extremist with a racist chip on my shoulder. But I think what I've been saying all along is more true. These are the dire consequences of the lukewarm Christian who stands for nothing and therefore can fall for just about anything. I digress in the article. I will continue here. I stated long ago, this is Kyle from Renegade Tribune, the author of the article. I stated long ago in a Salon interview, quote, the anti-white diversity agenda involves government-sponsored racism against white people in the form of affirmative action and diversity quotas, which requires employers and colleges to give preference to less qualified non-whites. With fewer opportunities, white people are able to make less money and are now having much smaller families. The anti-white diversity agenda also stipulates that there can be no all-white countries anywhere, and there can be no all-white areas within the confines of those formerly all-white countries. Massive immigration and forced assimilation, along with the persistent race-mixing propaganda, will inevitably lead to the destruction of the entire racial group. If that is not a summary definition of white genocide, I don't know what is. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll return right after the break.
Proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I'm still your host, Chris Switzer. Please visit republicbroadcasting.org, republicbroadcasting.org, and donate if you're able to. Please keep this alive. You will not hear the truth unfettered and unadulterated like you do on these airwaves. Let's keep this going. And please have your word on this show. You can call in. It's your show as much as it is mine. We're all learning together, coming closer to God under the Father Yahweh, Jesus Christ, our Savior, in truth, the Holy Spirit. Please call in if you have a question, comment, just be intelligent and respectful, and you will have your dime. You can call 512-248-8252. Again, that's 512-248-8252. And if you wish to check out my work online, there is thousands and thousands of hours of free content at www.bitchute.com, bitchute.com/ thefreedomministry.com/thefreedomministry. If you're in places in Europe and abroad, you may not be able to see my content because it's banned and blocked because of the stuff I'm talking about, this diversity agenda, making the truth anti-Semitic, etc. So just download a VPN, a virtual private network. Look into it on a search engine. You can get them for free, and it will allow you to look at my content if you're otherwise blocked. Let's get right back into it, folks. But before I do, I'm going to read to you some scripture that's very pertinent and what we all need to remember. This is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, truth. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly, to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly, as I ought to speak. And we have our first caller of the day, Pete in Montana. Hey, Pete.
Hey, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Good. I just heard you talking about affirmative action, and are you aware the Supreme Court just did away with that?
Yes, I am.
Well, they... Okay.
Sort of.
Okay.
Sort of, but yes.
Yeah, we got a bit of a win, finally. Anyway, I had a question for you. I was just about to submit a comment on a video on BitChute to Silas Speaks. Have you ever heard of Silas Speaks?
What is it?
His name is Silas Speaks. That's the name of the channel.
Okay. I may have seen it. It's not clicking in my mind right away, though.
Okay.
No.
Anyway, he just did a video on what's going on in France, and it's called France Has Fallen. And he did a great job, and he's just speaking overall about the Jewish overthrow of Western civilization and whites. But then he started talking about Esau Edom, I was kind of surprised, and maybe because I've been listening to you for long enough now, but I was surprised to hear him portray Jacob as the bad guy and Esau as the victim.
Uh-huh. I had a feeling you were going to say that. This is a common misconception among a lot of the what you would think are, you know, pro-white proponents of our movement, right? But they tend to listen to most of these people, and I know I'm generalizing and probably stereotyping, but it seems to be right in a lot of cases. They seem to listen to this Adam Green character and Christian John Bjerknes, you know, and they, it's this anti-Christian agenda. Yeah.
Yeah, Adam Green was my first exposure to all of this, and then one day I heard one of his podcasts in which he was all about saying, well, the New Testament and Christianity is also a big Jewish conspiracy. And I was like, what?
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I don't know if that's necessarily what Silas is up to. It doesn't seem like it. He's quoting scripture and, you know, the New Testament.
Yeah.
So he's Christian.
He could be ignorant to it. I mean, I was until I wasn't, if that makes sense.
Right, me
you
too.
Know?
Yeah.
So.
I do have a question for you, and I think the best way to present it is to just read the two short paragraphs I started to write to Silas.
Go for it.
I just said, "This is well done, Silas. I was surprised, though, to hear your portrayal of Jacob as the bad guy and Esau as the victim, even though I myself had the same thought the first time I heard about that event. It still somewhat confuses me. God himself said that he loved Jacob and hated Esau. What a strange thing to read in the Bible." And before I read the second paragraph, I just want to point out, I'm intentionally doing some of this to get them thinking
mm-hmm.
and to get other people thinking. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I said, "And as evil as the modern-day Jews that are doing all this to we Europeans and Western civilization are, it's hard to believe they really are of Jacob and therefore God's chosen people. If all that's true, God has pretty bad taste in people.
Yeah.
Maybe they're so desperate to kill all of us because we're really the Israelites scattered around the world? Question mark. Maybe the little hats think they know the second coming is right around the corner and they're diminishing our numbers as much and as fast as possible before that happens? Question mark. My question for you and the thing I'm still kind of confused about is the thing about Jacob and Esau.
Okay.
Is this good seed versus bad seed in a literal sense in your mind?
Yeah. It really is. It's spiritual also. I mean, you can't ignore it. You can't deny it. You can't escape it, right? But it is also a very real bloodline. And, you know, it's infused in our DNA, our makeup. Just as I believe that we have God in our DNA, I also believe mm-hmm. that Satan's seed line has Satan in their DNA.
Okay, that helps me a great deal. I wasn't sure what the main thought was on that, if it was, well, God
yeah.
put Esau into the world, and modern-day Jewry as, I don't know how to put it, a challenge to us, or you can't have good without evil kind of a thing, but
yeah,
you're of the mind that it's more of a literal thing, I guess.
I do. I believe it plays on different levels, though, parallel to one another. You know, it's like the whole 4D chess thing. You know, you can break it down, analyze it, and, you know, you wouldn't be wrong, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, thanks for answering that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem. And I would suggest, I don't know if you listened to my shows several months back, I did a series where I was reading from the book by Charles A. Weissman, who is Esau Edom. But that's a phenomenal PDF to download and read yourself, or you could listen to those shows and, you know, get a breakdown of the whole thing in detail.
You know, that is exactly the point in time when I discovered you.
Okay.
Smack dab in the middle of that. And so,
yeah,
I got the PDF then and then followed along, and that's where I started to really become educated on the subject. It's been challenging, though. I've had a lifetime of programming to undo in all of that.
Yeah.
And I really had a kind of a double whammy with that because I didn't just grow up Christian, I grew up Catholic.
There you go.
Yeah. So it's been interesting, that's for sure. But I do appreciate all that you do and educating us. And I hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you. Don't be a stranger. You brought some very good thoughts to the table, critical thinking, questioning. It's how we grow and expand and evolve.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Chris. Thanks again.
All right. Enjoy it. God bless you, Pete.
You too. Bye.
And I'll read to you just a quick excerpt before I jump back into the article from that book that I just mentioned, Who is Esau Edom? To, you know, clear up who they are and how you can see them and know them and identify them. And this is, again, from Who is Esau Edom, written by Charles A. Weissman. Quick little blurb. We can identify Edom today and in history as the Jews because they are the ones that are cursed and rejected by God. And let me just interject, you can look at Matthew 27:25, where you can actually read where they get the generational curse from, which is, you know, the curse be on the blood be on our hands and our children's hands, right? When they killed Christ, they announced it and they cursed themselves. They can't even help themselves, right? So they're rejected by God and are the ones who despise every godly thing, as did Esau. The hatred and desire for revenge Esau had towards Jacob can be found in the Jewish attitude toward the white Christian people. The red symbology of Esau Edom has allowed their descendants down to the red revolutionary Jews. The curse of a desolate nation God put upon Edom is clearly evident in the Jewish people. They embody this stuff. It's inherent in their very nature. They are forever destitute of good works, like the barren fig tree Jesus cursed. When God assigned specific characteristics and roles to Esau, Jacob, and other characters of the Bible, he established a pattern which their descendants would follow. He established a pattern, right? So we can see that pattern today in society. We can look at the works of these people. You will know them by their fruit. It's all biblical. It's all scriptural. Once I started to realize that, it just, it was like, ta-da, you know, it's just a giant epiphany, a light bulb moment. Eureka. I know who's who and who's Jew, as the late James P. Wickstrom would say. And I recommend all listen to his sermons. He did great works teaching Yahweh, teaching Christ, and exposing the children of the devil. Since each character or race retains these characteristics, they tend to repeat their history. History repeats itself. As we observe this drama unfolding on stage, we see that the Jews are repeating the life and events and roles of Esau Edom. There's no way that the white race is Edom, like these lying rabbis tell you today, in public, because behind closed doors, and you can get these clips too, they'll admit to this stuff. They know the truth. They worship from the Babylonian Talmud. They don't worship from our Bible. They're of their father the devil, and the lust of their father they will do. Because he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When the devil speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And that's, of course, John chapter 8, verse 44, speaking of these Edomites, the descendants of Esau. We'll jump right back into the article. Never forget they are committing white genocide. And of course, this is all pushed by this same said group. We know who has orchestrated this all. They have told us many times. Whether it's Barbara Lerner Spector, Noel Ignatiev, the group Hias, Rabbi Goldschmidt, etc., etc., we have heard them talk about their plans openly for years now. They hate us and want to see our people eradicated from the face of the earth. However, if you point this out, you're the bad guy. You're a Nazi who wants to gas 6 million Jews. Right, Goyim? With their vast control over the mass media, political prostitutes, academia, corporations, and banking, they are able to abuse the white, quote-unquote, Goyim, however they see fit, while still portraying themselves as the eternal victims. And it's that meme you've probably seen online with a Jewish character, you know, crying that he's being attacked as he stomps on someone's face. They're the eternal victims while being the perpetrators of these awesome crimes against humanity, specifically the white race, in their revenge of Jacob. There is no getting around the fact that organized world Jewry is committing genocide against the white race. Sure, not every Jew is in on the game, but you also do not see many honest ones speaking up about it. They're not cleaning up their own. They're not policing their own, right? Yet, if you look at the white race, you can see the white cuckery all over the place, the white race traitors, right? Totally opposite. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back after the break.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. We are in the thick of it, as they say, and I am hopefully giving you a detailed depiction of the dire consequences of a lukewarm Christian and a lukewarm Christian nation. We are living it. This was foretold. This was prophesied in the Bible. Yahweh knew. Jesus knew the score. And if we have spiritual discernment and the Holy Spirit of truth within us, we can navigate these waters and come out of it all the better and closer to God. And we can rebuke the wiles of the devil and the synagogue of Satan, which is modern Jewry, found in the Edomites. There is no getting around the fact that organized world Jewry is committing genocide against the white race. You can't ignore it. You can't deny it. It's in your face. And you don't see many honest Jews speaking up about it. They just don't police their own. Or they will lie when supposedly doing it. And you have the supposed white race traders, and most of them are even found out to be crypto Jews themselves, like Adam Green, preaching the anti-Christian gospel is a Jewish narrative story. And then you have others trying to propagandize the movement, purportedly being pro-white and anti-Jew, but also being depraved and anti-God, anti-Christian. And that would be the Goyim Defense League, or GDL, with their mouthpiece or their spokesman, the leader, Handsome Truth, John Menadio, who is a degenerate who goes on Omegle and sexually incites and humiliates children. Our white children, by and large. Saying all sorts of disgusting things not appropriate for radio at all. So, we will be fooled, and this was also prophesied in the Bible. Even the very elect will be fooled. There will be false prophets. But we can learn, we can educate ourselves, and grow closer to God through Scripture and rebuking these devils and learning from history instead of repeating it. The quote-unquote chosen ones see overcoming the white race as their last hurdle in achieving total and complete dominance over the quote-unquote goyim of the world. And the Jews use goyim as a derogatory term for the non-Jew, usually white people. It really just means nations. Nations. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll return right after the break. Stay tuned.
Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.